Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Blake and Lake, the duo running for governor and Senate here in Arizona. They join us for the full hour. I love hearing from you, so email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Support our program at charliekirk.com/support and get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter or start a college chapter, tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. Welcome back, everybody. We have two very special guests here in the beautiful state of Arizona. Carrie Lake and Blake Masters, otherwise known as Blake and Lake.
I love it.
It's too good. It rhymes.
Carrie and Blake, welcome back.
Thanks for having us. It's good to be here. Your studio is gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you. And great job last night. Carrie, we'll start with you. Your initial reaction, pretty packed crowd. Amazing, right?
You know, for pulling that together, leave it to Turning Point to be able to pull a crowd like that together. I loved it because it was a lot of young people. I think there were new people to politics. Mm-hmm. And it's so exciting to see what's happening in this country as people step forward and say, we have to get involved. We don't have a choice to sit on the sidelines anymore.
Yeah,
great crowd.
Our data showed that half of the attendees were either independents or were low propensity voters, which was, I could tell in the audience, you know, when I was giving, let's just say, a rather enthusiastic speech, and, you know, 3/4 of the audience was like standing ovations. The other ones were like applauding, but they weren't really sure what to make of, you know, part of the remarks.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a good thing. I was like, I'm glad they're there. Blake, what was your reaction from last night?
Incredible energy. It was electric, you know. The lights were so blinding on stage, you couldn't really see all the people.
Oh, it was.
I saw photos afterwards.
I had a whole conversation about how the lights were way too bright.
Yeah. But then you see the photos of all the people there. And it's
yes.
Like, yeah, standing ovations. And
3,500
And I caught Carrie's speech, and it's just every 5 seconds, people are standing up. And, you know, I mean, this incredible energy. I don't want to get complacent, and people talk about the red wave. No, when I see last night, mm-hmm. I'm just more sure than ever we're going to have a giant red wave in November.
And you know what was cool? Usually, to get a crowd like that, you have to have President Trump come into town.
Mm-hmm.
And President Trump, if you're watching, we want you to come into town, please.
He's got to come soon.
But this shows you that people are just incredibly motivated right now because mm-hmm. they know what's on the line.
So 56% of the attendees were non-traditional GOP voters, first-time voters. Or former Democrats. Do you think Katie Hobbs could draw a crowd like that? Does Mark Kelly do rallies like that?
Mark Kelly would never, ever do an event like that, right? I don't think he could. And then, of course, they wouldn't let him even if he could.
Yeah. So let's talk about, I want to talk about both your races. It's super important. And for our national audience, I just want to emphasize this, and we're going to do this all the way to Election Day. If you love America, you must focus on Arizona. There are two candidates you must support, Carrie Lake and Blake Masters, carrielake.com, blakemasters.com. They're going to be outspent rather significantly, but we have to close that gap. Let's start with you, Carrie. Your opponent is this very radical, you know, she kind of disguised herself as like this motherly librarian, but she's this super woke kind of activist. Where is her major funding source coming from? And just talk a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, she's got George Soros funding her, which is scary. And Planned Parenthood funding her, the teachers union funding her, mm-hmm. all the people that are working against what really matters in our lives. And, you know, what I think is sick is that she was willing to grovel in order to get the Planned Parenthood money, in order to get their endorsement. Mm. It really is about the money, though. She was willing to grovel and denounce our police officers because that's what it takes to get that endorsement.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a disgusting endorsement, but to get that endorsement, you have to basically denounce our police. And she was willing to do that. Doesn't surprise me because the Democrats are the ones behind defund the mm-hmm. police. They've stopped talking about that because they realize it was such a bad idea and even the Democrats didn't want that. But she's getting the money from the usual sources. I will say this. I just finished a primary race where I was outspent maybe upwards of 10 to 1.
Unheard of.
I don't think that you can buy an election right now. I think people are too wide awake.
I totally agree with that. Yeah, I think that it's closing. That mean it used to be that whoever spent more money wins.
Right.
That's not the case anymore. Blake?
Yeah, same. You know, my opponent, Mark Kelly, he's funded by all the same culprits that are funding Katie Hobbs in your race. You know, it's Planned Parenthood, it's the unions, it's the teachers' unions. Mark Kelly makes a big stink about he accepts no corporate, not a dime of corporate PAC money. And the technicality, of course, Charlie, you know, I've talked about this. Corporate PACs can only give $5,000. So yeah, he says, you know, Pfizer, don't, you know, donate the $5,000, but he'll go to all the Pfizer executives and rake in the max donations. Right. And so, he'll be well funded. He's on TV lying about me and my positions right now, but the Democrats have to do that. They have to lie about us because they know their own views are so extreme and their own policy record, their failures are just so obvious to the voters. They have to lie in order to even have a chance. I don't think it's
so. I know both of you, you're both people of, you know, deep faith and you give to your church and your community. We must understand though, the other side, they're very secular and their political giving is their tithe to their church. Like the way that we would kind of give to our local community hospital or a local Catholic church, you know, okay, give some money at Christmas. They look at giving money to Mark Kelly as their religious crusade, as their tithe.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I never thought of it that way.
Oh, yeah. And they're...
and they've got the Act Blue machine.
That's right. That so talk about the Act Blue machine.
It efficiently...
Both of your races are up against that.
It's, you know, I mean, the Democrats, they're pretty good at this, at technology and mobilizing these small dollar donations. They're good at funding and channeling this money where it needs to go. So Mark Kelly, like I don't know about you, you're probably on the phone for hours a day raising money, right? I'm on the phone for 4 or 5 hours a day raising money. That's important. Mark Kelly doesn't have to lift a finger to raise a lot more money than me because Act Blue, that Democrat machine, they're pretty good at, I don't know if it's technically money laundering, but functionally, they just take it in through all these dark sources and these small dollar contributions and they funnel it to him. And so he just gets all this money.
Tens of millions of dollars
to lie on me. He's up on TV right now, just literally lying about me and my, you know, trying to do
character. He's coming out strong. Yeah. He's trying to end the race before it really begins.
But it doesn't work anymore. It's like they have some advantages. They have more money. They'll have more TV ads. But like you said, you can't buy an election now. People are just so mad and they're not going to take it anymore.
Right. And they're realizing, I mean, you are going to have the viewers, and it's typically the older viewers who will believe the ads. But the younger people just, A, they're not watching TV as much.
Yes.
And B, they're just not buying that. I remember turning the TV on and I didn't watch much TV because I was busy during the primary campaign. My opponent would have 3 ads on in a commercial break.
One after the other.
I mean, calling me the worst names and I'm thinking, wow, I have an advantage that I worked in the TV market here in Arizona for 27 years. So I was in people's homes for nearly 3 decades. Mm-hmm. And they know me. So when you have your opponent saying just really awful things about you, You're almost hurting the viewer and saying you're a bad judge of character. You know, you're basically saying we don't like your friend, Carrie.
Yep.
And I don't think they believed what they were hearing.
So there's a lot of different issues kind of going towards your campaign. Let's talk about the significance of Arizona, though, because if we don't do well in this November in Arizona, I mean, it could spell doom for the state.
The country.
Yeah. Talk about that.
I know it sounds highly suspect because I'm running, but I think my race is the most important race in the country. We cannot afford to lose another border state to a socialist. Look at California. Look what's going on in New Mexico. We've got to hold this state and hold it tight. And we need someone who's going to be tough on the border. That's why I believe one of the reasons that I won the primary. I had a border plan. I have a border plan that is going to be the most aggressive, bold border plan that this country's ever seen. We're going to start implementing it on day one. And we can't get a Katie Hobbs in there because she's an open borders person. She's an open borders globalist. Mm-hmm. And she has no desire to close that border and stop the drugs from coming over. Scares the heck out of me. I think Arizonans are onto it, and I think they're going to vote like their lives depend on it because, frankly, our country depends on it. And that's why we get donations from out of state, Charlie. I am the governor of Arizona. I will be the governor of Arizona, but this governorship is really almost the governor of other states
as well.
That's
the beachhead for so many other states.
Because
right?
The border problem impacts every other state. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're in North Carolina, your governor might care about the border, but he or she can't do anything about it because they're not on the border. It's going to take the border governor of Arizona.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, Katie Hobbs would be the worst governor. The worst governor, certainly, that Arizona's ever seen. Probably one of the worst governors in the whole country. Mm-hmm. And just vote for Carrie Lake. Donate to Carrie Lake. My gosh, like we cannot afford Katie Hobbs, and we need you badly. So I agree, your race is crucial. I'm biased. I think my race is pretty important too.
But they're both really important.
My advice to both of them is just run jointly, because yes, your voters are all the same and your appeal is the same. Go ahead, really quick.
And Lake and Blake.
I mean, come on, it's so good. It's like
But Arizona is going to determine who the 51st vote is in the United States Senate. Right? It's going to determine which party controls the upper chamber. And Mark Kelly, I said yesterday at the Turning Point rally, Mark Kelly is doing a fantastic job as California's third senator.
That's exactly
right. But as an independent senator for Arizona, which is what he pretends to be, no, he's failing.
Look, we talk about current events a lot on this show, but there's other things that are in life that are bigger than current events, bigger things. We try to do some shows every so often on these things. But look, what am I talking about when I say that? How about good and evil, right and wrong, prayer and the Bible, or heaven and hell? So look, the great C.S. Lewis, who's one of the most amazing minds ever to exist, was a master at addressing these questions. And that is why Hillsdale College, the great college, the only college, in my opinion, wants you to learn more about him and his writings in their newest free online course, C.S. Lewis on Christianity. And it all starts with taking a short quiz to find out how much you already know about Lewis. He wrote more than the Narnia series, by the way. Look, Hillsdale College is amazing. They defend liberty. They pursue truth. They do a great job. So just write this down. This should be your go-to resource. Remember, I have taken 16 of their online courses, and I have promised Dr. Arne I'm eventually going to finish them all. Go to charlie4hillsdale.com to take this fun, interactive quiz, and then sign up for this free course. The answers may even surprise you, even if you think you know everything about C.S. Lewis. They surprised me, my goodness. The quiz, the course, and everything you learn at Hillsdale College are yours for free, as always. So take the C.S. Lewis quiz right now at charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com. Take as many online courses as you can. The Constitution course is amazing, but their C.S. Lewis course is extraordinary. And by the way, Hillsdale College, just phenomenal. charlie4hillsdale.com. Blake Masters here, running for Senate in Arizona. He is the Republican nominee. 87,000 new IRS agents in the midst of a recession. Mark Kelly cast one of the deciding votes. Your thoughts?
The so-called Inflation Reduction Act, right? Which is so Orwellian. Anytime the Democrats say, oh, it's the Inflation Reduction Act, you know it's going to do the opposite, which is what this thing's going to do. So yeah, they're dumb enough to decide to raise taxes on hardworking Americans in the middle of a recession. And then that wasn't enough. No, they voted to hire 87,000 new IRS agents. There's only like 70,000 already. So this more than doubles the size of the IRS. You saw the job posting, right? Some of these people have to be willing to carry a gun and use lethal force if necessary. It's like, why are we arming the IRS to go use lethal force against people? Apparently, Mark Kelly loves that. And you know what really gets me? That, you know, the in the Voterama, the amendment process, some Republican senator said, hey, fine, you want to hire the 87,000 IRS agents? First, you have to hire 20,000 Border Patrol agents.
Yes.
Mark Kelly rejected that.
Wow.
He literally said no to 20,000 more Border Patrol agents, who we desperately need, and yes to 87,000 new tax collectors to harass Arizonans. This is crazy.
And they're worse than tax collectors, aren't they, Carrie? I mean, these are harassers.
Yeah. I mean, what are they going to do? Come to your door if you don't pay your taxes with a gun pointed
and
at you?
And against small businesses especially.
But this is why it's so important to elect Blake, because, you know, people will ask me what I think about it. Obviously, I think it's horrible. We're 87,000 armed IRS, you know, tax auditors. And I don't have anything to do with that kind of legislation. It's going to be our senators, and we've got to get someone in there with common sense. And that's why it's so important. There's so many issues the feds are doing that affect us at the state level, but that I really wouldn't have any control over. And we've got to get, I think we need to get two Republican senators. And I hope that we get a good candidate to run against Kyrsten Sinema.
Yeah. And that's part of the question, right, Carrie? So for you, you're saying though, okay, I'm not going to just say with the border though, that's a federal issue. You're going to say, no, this is a state issue.
It's a state issue. Yeah.
Which is new, because Republican governors haven't done much.
We're going to use the Constitution for our remedy. I mean, the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, the Guarantee Clause, obviously the federal government is supposed to be protecting us. They're not doing that. It's a dereliction of duty. Joe Biden has been worthless. And so we've got the remedy right there in that same document, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3. We're being invaded. Our citizens are in imminent danger, and time is of the essence here. And so we're going to use that clause, and it's basically state war powers, and we are going to secure our border starting on day one. I'm already working. I've got a working group together, and we're working on our plan to start this on day one.
And Blake, in D.C., you'll give the air support necessary for Arizona to act
Absolutely. It's like, I agree with that. Look, I do think it's a federal prerogative, but you could complain about Joe Biden's dereliction of duty till you're blue in the face. He's not going to do it.
That's right.
And so I support our state mm-hmm. governors, you know, protecting their people. It's like, I'll do everything I can in D.C.
Do you see the tandem, everybody? Do you see why they're both necessary?
But yeah, it's because a tag team.
You have to have it on the state. And then you also have to have someone who's going to be like, actually, Mayorkas, come answer questions for a little bit.
Yeah. You know, last night, it was so great to have Governor Ron DeSantis, you know, just a great, strong governor. And he told me when Blake and I were meeting with him that he would send support as well. We're going to ask other states to help us out. We'll send the Arizona National Guard, but we need other states to send their National Guard
will.
As well. He said he would send Florida's National Guard to help out. And we already
That's
know
amazing.
Other states will do the same.
Pretty cool.
It's just a matter of pulling this together. And as the states saying, we will protect our
yes.
border, because it's affecting every single state.
So people ask me all the time, and they, by the way, email us your questions for both of them. Carrie Lake, Blake Masters, carrielake.com, blakemasters.com. They have to replenish their coffers. They just had very expensive primaries, and we're 45 days out from ballots. 45 days out from ballots. People ask me, Charlie, what is the new right? Part of what the new right is we no longer accept the excuses for our downfall. Like, oh, well, you know, you're a governor. You're going to have to wait for a president to do something. You're saying, actually, we're going to be constitutional about it. We're going to be creative about it. We're going to be lawful, but we're going to be precise in our action.
Yep. And we can't wait for the federal government. I mean, we've seen in less than 2 years the near destruction mm-hmm. of our country. We went from having, I believe, the greatest president ever, maybe definitely of our lifetime and maybe ever, who had us riding high, to almost the complete collapse of our country. This is all of these other issues, actually, when you think about that we're losing our country, we're losing the United States of America. That is the issue that is at task here. We have to step forward and do what we can to save it.
So Blake Mayorkas, he's going to be testifying. You're a U.S. Senator. How do you handle that?
Well, I think this guy literally needs to be impeached. You know,
yes,
I will take it to him. I'm pretty sure we could trip him up. You know, that's all. Like, God bless Rand Paul for tripping up Fauci. I think he got Fauci to perjure himself on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I could run circles around Mayorkas. Not sure he's particularly, I don't know, intelligent. But certainly, even if he is intelligent, he's just failing. He held up his right hand and swore an oath to the Constitution,
right?
He swore to faithfully defend and execute the laws of the United States. And he's not even trying. It's not like they're trying to enforce federal law at the border and failing. And that incompetence would be costly enough for this country. Now, they've just thrown their hands up. They've intentionally opened up the southern border. People are dying because of it.
Yep.
Arizonans are dying. He needs to be impeached.
I think we should impeach Joe Biden while we're at it, because he's failed at his duties as well.
The only problem is you get Kamala Harris.
I know.
From office.
Okay.
So be careful what you wish for, but yeah, I agree.
Email us your thoughts for Carrie Lake and Blake Masters, freedom@charliekirk.com. We save Arizona. We save America. If you love America, you must care deeply and intimately about what's happening in Arizona. There is no way America is restored as a constitutional republic if we do not win the United States Senate race here in Arizona, and we do not win the governor's race. Period. End of story. If you think like, oh, Charlie, why aren't you talking about this city council race in Massachusetts or whatever emails I get? Those are all very important. Okay. I love all races. Everything you're doing is important. First of all, I live in Arizona. That's not why we're doing it, though. If I lived in Minnesota, I don't know how much I'd be talking about the elections, maybe a little bit. This is the swing state of all swing states. Mm-hmm. Carry your thoughts.
Well, it is, especially as it pertains to the governor's race, both of our races, because the border is such a big issue. And that's
yes.
why we need Blake as senator as well, because so much of what happens on the border goes to the federal government. We are about to take it over and run our border from the state level, because we can't count right now on our federal government. And I go to states, I mean, I've been all over this country, and people will tell me, what is going on with your border? Why is it wide open? And what can we do to stop that? Well, we have a plan for it. It's right there on our website, carrielake.com, K-A-R-I-L-A-K-E.com. We have the best border plan, the most aggressive border plan the country's ever seen. It's been endorsed by Brandon Judd with the Border Patrol Council, Tom Homan, former ICE director. They understand this. They know what needs to be done on the border, and we need a governor strong enough to act on it. And on day one, we're going to act on it. We're going to call it what it is. It's an invasion on the border. This is why Arizona is so important, wherever you are across the country. And frankly, this is why we're getting donations, Charlie.
From all across America.
$20 donations, $2,000 donations from all over the country, because people realize that the border issues they're facing in their state, people coming illegally, driving wages down, the fentanyl pouring into their communities, killing our young people. It all stems from our wide open border in Arizona.
Blake, thoughts on Arizona? Then I'm going to go to a next piece of sound here really quick.
I'm biased, but I literally think it's the most important Senate race in the whole country.
You know, it's a chance to flip a Democrat Senate race.
That's right. And if we win this Senate seat, and that's what I intend to do here in November, then the Republicans will control the U.S. Senate next year. If we don't, then the Democrats will have control of the Senate, right? And the Senate advises and consents on judicial nominations. Yep. Just to pick one little thing, right? These are Article III federal judges. Biden is just stacking the courts right now. God forbid he was able to get two Supreme Court justices in his last 2 years in office. It'd be such a disaster. So we got to block this and win the Senate seat.
And also, I mean, I'm thinking President Trump's going to end up back in the White House, and we want to have a majority in the Senate that is solid. That's why we got to have Blake in there. And if you're planning on voting, vote Republican down the ticket. The top two races are Blake's and mine, and we appreciate it.
So, Blake, when you go to D.C., you're going to have to deal with this garbage. This is Jonathan Carl from ABC News actually doing a rare, let's just say, moment of journalism, asking Karine Jean-Pierre about, isn't it almost Orwellian? Same thing you're saying. This is an ABC News reporter challenging the Biden spokesperson, saying, aren't you kind of being a little Orwellian here? And listen to this response, and then Blake, I'll let you go from there. Play cut 27.
But let me ask you, it's called the Inflation Reduction Act, but the Congressional Budget Act Office, which is nonpartisan, said that there would be a negligible impact on inflation this year and barely impact inflation at all. Next year, I mean, isn't it almost Orwellian? How can you call it Inflation Reduction Act when the nonpartisan experts say it's not going to?
So I appreciate that. I appreciate the question. We've actually addressed this, the CBO. It was the top line number. There's more in there that shows that it will have the money from. Remember how we're doing this, too. It's making sure that billionaires in corporate America are paying their fair share.
Hey, we've studied the Orwellian nature of the bill. Blake, your thoughts.
Well, first of all, I'm not sure she's ever read Orwell.
I don't think she's run Animal Farm in 1984.
But Charlie, she appreciates the question. She appreciates the question, and we've actually studied this. I mean, the hectoring, right? She sounds
That's
like just
so
the It's but it's so typical. And then she just maybe she's better than Jen Psaki or whatever. She was pretty bad too. But they never say anything. It's all disinformation. It's all misinformation.
Yes. And the way they title things, the Affordable Health Care Act. I mean, nothing affordable about it.
That's
it's
right.
Basically
Costs
always, as my kids would say, it's opposite day. Yeah. It's opposite day. Whenever you take a piece of legislation that the Democrats craft, just take what it says and go completely the opposite, because it's going to make inflation worse. It's going to make it harder for us to live every day, to afford things. When you're raising taxes on people making as little as $20,000, that's not going to help anyone.
So we have set a situation here. Mar-a-Lago was raided last week. And the FBI seems completely and totally out of control. They target moms and dads that show up at school board meetings. And the media is being very suspicious about all of this. I want to play a piece of tape again here of Peter Struckstroke Smirk with Joe Scarborough talking about why we should trust the FBI and trust federal law enforcement. I want to get this piece of tape here. Okay, play cut 17, please.
Put that out there. The FBI makes mistakes. The church makes mistakes. People make mistakes. They screw up. Should this be any reason for Americans not trust that what the FBI and the DOJ are doing now is in pursuit of protecting classified documents?
Well, Joe, absolutely. The American public should trust what the FBI is doing.
Blake, should we trust what the FBI is doing?
No, we've seen too much. We've seen too much. You know, people do make mistakes. Institutions do make mistakes. But at this point, you've seen a track record. You've seen a pattern. And the weaponization of the DOJ and the FBI under Merrick Garland, under Joe Biden, like this is just clear. It's clear that they're not following the rule of law. It's clear that this is political persecution against President Trump. Everybody knows this is about trying to neutralize Trump and taking him off the table in 2024. The Democrats, they fear Trump. They don't want to compete with him at the ballot box. They don't want to compete with his agenda. They know they can't compete. And so, no, the FBI is acting nakedly partisan. This is political, and it's really scary because it feels like Banana Republic stuff. Like it's actually really terrifying.
It's been
terrifying.
Going on for 6-7 years. I mean, first of all, they're interviewing Peter Strzok.
As the subject matter expert.
MSDNC is interviewing Peter Strzok. You know, they've been after President Trump since day one, since before he took office. They've been trying to bring him down. And I think Americans are starting to get so, I've been sick of it for a long time, but I think even Americans who haven't been paying attention are like, are they still going after Trump? Why? Why are they? And you hit it. They know he's going to run again. I believe he is. And I think we all probably have seen the signs that he's going to run again. And they don't. They thought they got rid of him in the 2020 election. And he's still there and he's still swinging. And I think he's going to come back. and they're trying to prevent that.
And I mean, it's such a watershed moment in the case of, you have a presidential landmark that is raided by federal law enforcement, completely violating the Fourth Amendment. And there's so many questions. What's in the affidavit? Why couldn't they subpoena these documents? And there's almost no one holding them accountable for this, right? Republican senators are sending out a couple letters, but this shouldn't be political, right, Blake? I mean, for years, when you and I were much younger, the left used to complain about the overreach of federal law enforcement. We don't like if the FBI goes after anybody unnecessarily. It just so happens it's the Uniparty now going after America First.
Completely right. You know, we support law enforcement. I like it as decentralized as possible. So I think federal law enforcement deserves a little bit more scrutiny. But you need the DOJ. Like, you need an FBI. They just need to follow the rule of law. And I think the next task for President Trump when he gets back in office is to literally fire every single partisan operative at these institutions. You have to clean house. I don't want Republican Party activists in there. We don't want them to be partisan on our side. We want them to be neutral and follow the rule of law. The rule of law is a foundational principle.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And as soon as you throw it out, you don't have America anymore. And that's why it's so scary. If it goes an inch further, I really fear that we lose the country.
It'd be nice if we had real journalists to cover this, as a journalist should. They should see that for what it is and cover that. But they're so in on it.
I don't hear the media reporting this strange coincidence that the judge who signed the search warrant used to be a lawyer for Jeffrey Epstein.
That's right.
Like, what the hell is that? Judge. And you only hear a magistrate judge, right? So not even a Article 3 or whatever. You only hear about this on Twitter.
That's
where are the journalists? Why are they talking about it? Maybe it's a coincidence. Kind of suspect. Maybe,
or maybe not.
Maybe not.
We're getting a lot of questions here about education. And both of you are going to have a different way to approach parent-centered education. Carrie, let's start with you. Arizona education could be much improved, right? We have some good school choice measures. What's your plan for education here in Arizona versus your opponent?
Well, I think that we were always talking about funding the student, not the system. And then last session, our lawmakers, some great conservative lawmakers, made it happen. We are now funding the student, not the system. That, to me, is the fastest way to clean up the curriculum. I mean, think about it. If you've got a few schools and you find out that they're teaching a garbage curriculum, a woke curriculum at this school, you just say, you know, we're taking our son out. We're going to bring him to this school. Pretty soon, when the enrollment starts to dip, that school is going to have to make adjustments. We also have a plan, and this is a high school plan, for a dual track education. I have students, young people, who come up to me and say, I'm so excited about this. After the 10th grade, you decide if you're going to go the 4-year college route and you're going to, you know, continue along those college prep classes, or after 10th grade, if you want to get trade skill training, vocational training, certification. The vast majority of jobs that are high paying jobs out there do not require a college degree. You don't have to get into debt to get those jobs, but we want the kids to be able to learn that right in high school, not to have to go after high school to an additional trade skill training center or vocational school. We want them to learn that in high school. There's no reason that our 16, 17, and 18 year olds can't be learning these skills that will get them into high-paying jobs immediately. They do this down at a school district in Tucson.
Yes.
I visited it. They have a welding program, culinary arts, and many others. These welding students get out, and 100% of them, the day they graduate, have a job offer making between $70,000 and $100,000 with full benefits.
Blake.
My job is to get into the U.S. Senate and give Kerry air cover, right? I want education to be decentralized. It's a state issue, way, way, way more than a federal issue. My opponent, of course, is the opposite. He supports the entrenched federal bureaucracy in the Department of Education. He wants to fund critical race theory, fund the 1619 history curriculum, fund this perverse gender ideology that these left-wing activists are pushing on our kids. He wants to do all that at the federal level. I want to block that. I want to return power from D.C. to Arizona, right, and give you air cover for all these great school choice initiatives. Arizona has been a pioneer and a model in school choice.
Truly.
This bill that you're talking about that's now law was fantastic, and I know you're going to be the best governor for parents and students.
And with the charter schools that we have and the options we have, you should not be bound by your zip code to a failing school. This is an issue that Democrats want and Republicans. When you talk to Democrats, Republicans, independents out on the street, they want the best school choice for their son or daughter. The only people who don't want it are the Democrat lawmakers, because they're getting money from all kinds of special interests to make sure that we don't have all these choices. Thankfully, we got the funding measure passed where we have ESA for all of our students. And I'd like to actually expand that with even more money going to each student. And I think when we start to change up how we treat curriculum and why we're educating, why are we educating our kids? To prepare them to be self-sufficient out there in the real world. And we need to change what our standards are. Why do you need this many, you know, right now you need this many credit hours of math, science, whatever it may be. We need to get some credit hours in there of real life skills that are going to help them in the real world.
It's well said. And get all this garbage out of our classroom. CRT, gender ideology. Katie Hobbs is pushing for the worst of all that agenda. She would take over Arizona schools and turn them into unrecognizable wasteland. And Mark Kelly, he's going to cover for all that stuff in Washington, D.C. We're here with Carrie Lake and Blake Masters, carrielake.com, blakemasters.com. Charlie, love Blake Masters, just saw two ads against him in the break. Literally on this feed.
On this feed.
Mark Kelly has so much money, he buys ads on conservative television.
Wow.
That's how much money he has. I want to ask you, Carrie, how is it possible Katie Hobbs is allowed to be Secretary of State of an election she's running?
That's a great question. And that's why over a year ago, we said she should recuse herself. I mean, she's supposed to be helping to make sure we have fair elections, right? And she's called half of Arizona. She called the Republicans Nazis. And how do you treat that group of people fairly if that's how you refer to them? Yeah, she's run incompetent elections. I mean, we found out in Pinal County in just this last election, the primary election, that 1 hour into the voting day on election day, they ran out of Republican ballots, not Democrat ballots. They ran out of Republican ballots.
And they say, oh, too many people showed up. That's what they say.
They ran out of ballots in more than a quarter of the polling places. And guess who gave them advisement on how many ballots they need?
Katie Hobbs.
Katie Hobbs.
I just want you cannot, you should recuse yourself if you are the administrator of an election you are running in. Believe it or not, California has this law that if you are going to be running for office, you have to resign your office 90 days. You can't be an incumbent for another statewide office.
Especially one that has control or has partial of the control of the elections.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying California is everything right, but it actually is a good idea because now she's going to be in charge of very particular ballot allocation and election practices. And you have to beg the question, are you going to be doing the right thing for the people of Arizona or the right thing for the Katie Hobbs campaign?
Right.
Or the Mark Kelly campaign, Blake?
That's right.
Right. Yeah, look, all Katie Hobbs had to do was advise Pinal County to have as many ballots as there are registered voters. If you do that, you can never run out.
That's right.
And so she's just so incompetent. She's just so incompetent. She can't be trusted with anything. She's an adjudicated, convicted racist.
And she's
right?
She's
low IQ. She's not good.
Yeah.
She's such a disaster.
I don't think people even realize that we're paying one of the second largest settlements in state history because of her racism. She has been convicted twice of being a racist for racial discrimination against an employee, a staff member. This woman had the courage to come forward and say, look, why am I not making the same amount as the white employees here? And what is the answer? It should have been, oh my gosh, let's give you the back pay. Let's raise your salary. You deserve this. What does she do? Katie Hobbs fires the woman, and two juries found her guilty. Unanimously found her guilty. And we, the people, are paying for that, for Katie Hobbs' racism. $2.7 million judgment. And I mean, how could she even be on the ballot? How did Democrats even elect someone like that? It's appalling.
Well, yeah. And it's also, she has these incredibly woke ideas. I mean, incredibly radical, like astronomically so. So I want to just focus a little bit more on your race here, Blake, just for a second as we're running out of time. People are emailing us freedom@charliekirk.com. A question we've received three or four times is, what is Blake's plan to take the fight to Mark Kelly? You're being outspent. You know, Carrie, you have a tough race. But state politics, it's very personal. It's very tactile. When it comes to Senate races, it seems as if sometimes it gets lost in kind of the chatter. What is your plan, Blake, to bring the fight to Mark Kelly?
Two components to it, right? You got to give people a reason to fire the other guy, and then a reason to hire you. And so in terms of the first, we'll just go after his voting record. You know, yeah, he's on TV saying, oh, I was an astronaut and I'm an independent, I'm a moderate. And it's like, no, that barely worked in 2020, right? And now he's got a track record. So now if he says that, he's just lying. Mm-hmm. So I have to tell people, actually, look at not what he says, but what he does. And what he does is just carry water for the Biden administration. He's voting for the open borders policies.
Yes.
Mark Kelly votes for all the trillions in spending that has caused this massive inflation. He's voting to block Border Patrol, but hire 87,000 new IRS agents, right? So we have to expose his record. All I have to do is tell the truth about him. And then also tell people what I bring to the table, which is this incredible America First agenda, right?
New energy, new energy,
and new
an
fight.
Independent thinker too. You're not just going to be uniparty Blake, right?
Everybody knows I will not just vote in lockstep with whatever party leadership wants.
Yes.
Really one of the smartest guys I've met on the campaign trail
is
Blake
Masters. Deep thinker.
Very, very much so. I'm most appalled by Mark Kelly's coziness with the CCP. And I'm sure he voted every time for the Ukraine money.
Yeah, he did.
I think as an American, right. I don't care what your political back, if you're with the Democrat Party, the Independent Party, the Green Party, the Pizza Party, as I say, how they could vote for all of that money going to Ukraine when we have so many problems
exactly
on our streets.
Right.
We've got a homeless situation that is out of control. We have we're struggling to pay for our basic needs here. We have a border that's wide open. How on earth does he justify spending that kind of money?
You said how on earth, but you know, his head is up in space still.
That's right.
I don't know.
He left his brain
up
there.
He just does whatever Chuck Schumer tells him to do. That's what's so disappointing. At least cinema's too left wing, and I agree that I hope we get a conservative Republican in 2024, right? Mm-hmm. But at least she knows how to tell Schumer to go pound sand. Like occasionally she's independent, which she promised to be. Mark Kelly made all those same promises, but they're lies. He's never independent. He's actually just voting like Bernie Sanders. And so I have to expose him. And when we do, I'm pretty sure that's how we win. It's
and
major.
He's the typical senatorial candidate from the left. You only see them 6 months out of the year, or every 6 years you see him for 6 months.
That's
and,
right.
And then
so
you never see him again.
It's very rarely, everybody, where you get great candidates in critical states in years where they can win. It's very rare. Usually you get Chamber of Commerce, very normal candidates, like, okay, whatever. You have kind of the stars aligning here in Arizona, where you could have a phenomenal grassroots-based governor and a phenomenal young senator to bring the fight to D.C. But the problem, again, is they're being outspent nearly 10 to 1. That's not a death sentence. It's not. It just means we need your help to help them. It's kerrylake.com. And BlakeMasters.com, they love the Lord. They're fighting very hard for liberty and for the Constitution. Do what you can to help them and support them. Kerry and Blake, thank you for joining us this hour.
Thanks, Charlie. It's
always
great.
A pleasure. Thank you.
You guys are welcome anytime. We're going to do everything we can. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.